Thank you for joining us for First United Methodist Church of North Hollywood's weekly podcast, presented by Dr. Joey McDonald.
Good morning. The scripture reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. I'll be reading from the New International Version. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give to you, if you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. May God bless the reading of his holy word.
Pray with me, if you will. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with the fire and burn. Come with the rain and cleanse. Come with the wind and breathe. Come with the light and reveal. Convict us, convert us, consecrate us. Claim and call us with your care and concern, O God, until we do something. Amen. This text has several interesting elements worth noting. First, scholars say there is a direct comparison between Moses and Jesus. The fasting of Jesus is a reflection of the wilderness experience of Moses and those believers who wandered for 40 years. Moses also was taken to a high mountain and shown the land as far as I could see. Moses was with the Lord on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, during which we are told he neither ate nor drank. The responses by Jesus to the temptations offered by the devil are direct quotes from the book of Deuteronomy. The phrase, the Lord is, our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength, is also repeated by Jesus when he was challenged, which was the greatest commandments, and he would add to that is to love your neighbor as yourself is the second greatest commandment. In fact, all of the responses Jesus gives are direct quotes from Deuteronomy 6. Matthew's account of Jesus' temptation is to say that the church encountered God in one who did not try to be God or as God, and who did not try to use God to claim something for himself. One theologian says, the church, too fond of power, place, and claims, would do well to walk in the Master's steps. 7 weeks or so ago, when I titled this sermon, the words that jumped out at me were the words uttered by Jesus to the devil at the temptation to turn stones into bread. Who among us hasn't been hungry enough that if we could, we would? Because we think too often of our immediate needs and yet about how powerful the Word of God is. One would assume that Jesus could have done what the devil suggested, but more importantly, he knew why he must not. Because sometimes it's not merely what is said, but how it is said. There's a commercial making the rounds. Yes, I'm one of those doofuses that still watches commercials, folks. And in this commercial, it's for some fast food chain. It's about a new croissant sandwich. And the man comes on and says, this is a croissant sandwich, and states its value. Then a woman follows, and in a very beautiful French accent, says the very same thing. The man looks deeply into the camera and said, yes, but she says it's so much prettier than I. In essence, this is part and parcel to the dialogue that is going on with Matthew here. The devil aims, in modern parlance, to silver tongue it, if you will, and Jesus sticks to the facts, guided by his heart of faith. I can say with a fair amount of confidence that in this room, at this time, there are people present today with food allergies, be it gluten, peanut, lactose, citrus allergies. We know that these are real things. Allergies are real, and some people truly suffer if they eat the wrong things. For some, it's life-threatening. The allergy that Jesus had was an allergy to evil. Anything that got in the way of his relationship to God was a problem for him. So here we see in triplicate the problem the devil presents. Let me pause there, and people say, well, is the devil a real entity? No, not the one that comes to us from the Middle Ages with the all red and horns and a tail. That's comic book stuff. The devil is probably the most beautiful person you will ever encounter. And it's not just the physical, it's that which allures us, that which calls us and claims us in the most negative and base way. That's who the devil is, the manifestation of real and true evil. In a commentary on this text titled The Devil's Clickbait, Dr. Melanie Silva provides some interesting insights. If you think you don't know what a clickbait is, and I know some of you do know what a clickbait is. These are the lines which draw us into stories that we later wish we had not read. A few examples, and this comes right off the internet. Brady Bunch secrets that will leave you speechless. What Star Wars casts look like today is jaw-dropping. Americans born between 1936 and 1966 are in for ... The list is endless. The list is endless. These headlines speak to us from tabloids, even regular newspapers, television, and especially the internet. Dr. Silva goes on to say that the internet, this clickbait experience, is to be drawn in by some word or phrase on any said item, and then it is to lose an hour that you will never get back, ever. I see some shaking heads. Yeah, I've been there, I've done that. She goes on to say that Jesus refused to take said bait, holding fast to his faith. One theologian says it this way: God's kingdom is about holiness and right living. The devil's kingdom is based on lies and deception. This is that thing that you have to phrase, that you have to ask yourself, is that a deal too good to be true? If you're asking that question, yes, it's probably too good to be true. The devil's kingdom is based on those lies and deceptions. God's kingdom is based on that truth which sets us free. The devil's kingdom is a culture of death. God's kingdom is a culture of life. Another theologian says it this way: there are plenty of pop-up temptations that cross our paths and our screens every day. Jesus invites us to turn our attention to the wilderness, to the Word, and to his wisdom. These are the only ads that really deliver. Holy living is not about fasting and drawing ourselves aside. You can do that just by going out and sitting in the courtyard. I don't think you have to starve, but you do have to walk where Jesus walked in terms of understanding whether you're selling yourself short and selling out. Patty alluded to this. Some of us think, oh, if I just had this much money, or if I had that kind of time, or if I had this much talent. Folks, you got what you got. The demand is to fully utilize the talent you have, the gifts God has given you, and figure out how to bless rather than curse, to figure out how to use the beauty that God has given you and live towards that faith. You can do that whatever your diet is, whatever you look like, whatever your income is. Each of us is called and claimed by the love of God to live towards the best and the brightest within us. Some of us just want to be grumpy. God has no use for the grumpy. Smile. It's sunny. Go out and bless someone today. May it ever be so. Amen.